Necro is calling for courts to refer what they call less serious looters for diversion programs instead of jail time. 3,400 people were arrested during July's violence and looting. Only a handful of them actually charged with the serious incitement that led to that looting spree. The majority of people were charged for public violence and looting. It goes without saying that these riots that took place were very, very serious indeed, and there's no denying that. But I think we also have to look at the bigger picture and evaluate why this took place in the first place. NICRO, the National Institute for Crime Prevention, has been dealing with offenders in the criminal justice system and rehabilitation for 111 years, I understand, this year. Betsy Pierce joins us from NICRO. Good morning, Betsy. How are you doing?
Good morning, and very well, thanks. And thanks for inviting us to this discussion. Thank you.
What do we mean by less serious looters? Looting is looting, and theft is theft. Of course, we can't ignore a situation where people saw a necessity to grab something for them to use, looking at the level of unemployment and poverty in this country. But isn't theft theft? A crime is a crime.
You know, if we look at all the structural injustices in South Africa, it's not surprisingly that this has happened. There was a number of motivations for this looting, and we cannot look at one single explanation, as it was a convergence of many factors. We had the political supporters of President Zuma that were triggered, and they were unhappy with his incarceration. We had opportunistic criminals, but we also had many poor black South Africans that's marginalized, vulnerable, desperate, and had nothing to lose because they are not valued and they don't have anything. Mm. And if you look at 75% of individuals under the age of 25 are without jobs, and they're not receiving any training or further education. So we've got millions of young people that are idle and with lots of energy, but with no sense of purpose or even value. And they've got no reason to be hopeful about their futures. They've already been condemned to the margins of our society, and they are not concerned about their futures or of being arrested for looting. So if we look at that picture, there's a big portion of these individuals that should not be labeled as criminals and should receive necessary support and intervention.
There's one thing going into a store and taking clothes for you to wear, whether you're taking basic necessities, but also 120 million rand was stolen from ATMs and banks during those few days, according to the South African Banking Association. Those are very, very serious economic crimes as well.
Yes, now that's correct. And that's why I say, you know, we have to look at the reasons for people committing these crimes, and also exactly what they did. Because if you evaluate and you assess your clients, because that's what NICRO does, when anyone's referred to NICRO, we will do a very thorough assessment to look at our clients' background, to look at the conditions that they live in, their needs, the circumstances, their preferences, their values. And we will look at the what happened when they committed the crime, what actually was done. So when they come for the assessments, we will interview them about their perception of what they did, but we will also look at the information from the docket. And we will then challenge them if there's any discrepancies between what happened, so that we can come to the bottom of why this crime was committed. Because you cannot work with people if you don't understand what made them commit the crime, because that understanding will guide the future intervention and to effect real change and real sustainability of that behavior change.
We often talk about on this radio station and other commentary places that in South Africa, it's one thing for justice to be done. But there must also be a sense for South Africans to see that justice is done. Already comments coming in our WhatsApp line. This is would be an example of lawlessness. People knew exactly what they were getting into. People knowing that if I'm going to go into a store, and there was a policeman outside, and they would then arrest me for taking something that did not belong to me. Is that not the point of showing South Africans, well, if you do the crime, yes, there are mitigating circumstances, but if you do the crime, you have to do the metaphoric time for that.
Okay. You know, unfortunately, it's not as simple as that. If we want to prevent crime, we have to change people's behavior. And merely putting people into prison and letting them do time is not going to change their behavior. Experience has shown that it will actually make them far worse because it exposes them to so many harmful practices, information, other influences, that they often come out there much worse off and with it's almost a university of crime, where they will then have much, much more serious crime that they will can come, commit when they come out. You know, that, we're talking about diversion, and diversion is a justice process. The aim of diversion is to give offenders that are accused of less serious non-violent crimes a second chance, or where you look at the mitigating circumstances, because you need to address the root causes of the criminal behavior through appropriate diversion interventions. And diversion is it's not giving them a card that they're free not to go to jail. It's not that type of thing. It's really a hard work, and it's commitment from the offender's side as well, because they have to also accept responsibility for the crime committed if they want to be diverted. They need to make amends for their misdeeds and really work at changing their behavior and becoming constructive citizens of our country. And it initiates a healing process for themselves, their family, the victims, and the community.
You're not calling for a broad, widespread pardon. You're calling for still going through a justice system process, but at the same time with an outcome that looks at the mitigating circumstances about why some people did what they did.
That's correct. And it's a much more positive outcome, because we must also realize when people are imprisoned, they are going to be released at some stage. And if you've done nothing to change that behavior, you've actually just made this person far more skillful at crime and angry at society. You're not going to get somebody coming out of prison with those type of circumstances if he's had no intervention to change his behavior. He's just going to come out and do worse deeds. Mm-hmm. You know, so with a diversion process, you are limiting the exposure of any of these negative and additional risk factors, so that you can turn this person around and he can become a constructive citizen.
Betsy Pierce there. She is of NICRA, the National Institute on Crime Prevention. Your thoughts on that? They're calling for diversion programs for the 3,400 people that were arrested in the less serious of the crimes committed, what they call the less serious of the crimes committed during the July looting spree in KZN and Gauteng. Your thoughts on that? 021-446-0567.